There were shows in Birmingham, Alabama, and Idaho Falls, Idaho, Norman, Oklahoma, and so forth. And
people ready to avail themselves of their Second Amendment option?
The Second Amendment right to free speech.
Uh-huh.
Yes, as we say. Right, exactly. But even in those places, there are these bright blue dots.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the bright blue dots before, you know, and then I got to Birmingham, and it turns out there's a group called Bright Blue Dot.
No.
There is. That, you know, I thought I made it up. But that's the very thing they're talking about, is being a bright blue person in a dark red place, you know.
Yeah.
And so progressive work is going on everywhere, and that's kind of tends to be the kind of crowds that I attract.
Now, what about Wisconsin, which was a hotbed of political struggle? They tried to recall the Republican governor. It didn't work out. We saw the crackdown on union rights. What did you pick up there?
Well, it did work out not in the sense that he was recalled, but in the sense that there was a machine that was built,
and a
reinvigoration of the leftiness of Wisconsin, which has a long tradition, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So on the local level, there were people I met who were running for local office, city council, and so forth, and too who won. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. So these are people who ran as Democrats, but from way over on the left, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're taking a hold of that party from the short hairs.
Yeah. Now, back in 2008, I helped sneak you in to the convention and to the stadium.
Yes.
Where Barack Obama appeared before the phony Greek columns. You provided live music on my syndicated radio show.
Yes, indeed.
The official house band, a one-man band. Did you get to Charlotte?
Got to Charlotte. Yes, I did. I still had the cymbals between my knees, too, oddly enough. I got to Charlotte. I went to both conventions. I went to Tampa, too.
Yeah.
You know, and the contrast was really, really something. You know, people say there's no difference between the parties. Mm-hmm. You hear that, I'm sure. There's no difference between the parties. I learned. Give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. The problem with Democrats is they only want to give the man a fish. Right? Whereas Republicans want to give the fish to people who already have a lot of fish. I learned, see?